In today's Mishnah, we learn the 7th and 8th Mishnah from the 8th Perek of Masechta Tahara. The Mishnah begins, Achorei Kelim Shnit Bu B'Mashkim. So here we're discussing Kelim, vessels that became Tameh by way of Mashkim, of liquids. Now we explained previously that Tameh liquids, so liquids that came into contact with the source of Tumah, so therefore there'd be a Rishon L'Tumah, really could not make Kelim, could not make vessels Tameh. However, by way of a Gzerah Midrabanan, they can. And we explained previously that in order that it is clear that this is a rabbinic form of tumah, they made a number of distinctions or differences or changes in the way that tumah is transferred to kelim. So the first one is, we learned this back in Masechta Kelim, is that if the liquid touched the back of the kli, only the back of the kli would become tameh. This is referring to the metal kli. Only the back of the kli will become tameh, but not the inside or the handle or the like. So therefore, the Mishnah says, what if you have a case where the back of the kli became tameh by way of mashkin? Rabbi Eliezer says, meaning, they can, if other liquids touch the back of the kli, since the back of the kli is the status of a sheni l'tuma, therefore that sheni l'tuma can make other liquids also tameh. However, since this again, this is just a tuma midrabanan, the back of the kli would not make truma tameh. Now, normally we say sheni l'tuma can make truma, I should say pasul, making valid, and the kohen wouldn't be able to eat it. However, Rabbi Eliezer says it's another distinction by this tumah midrabanan, this tumah that is limited to just the back of a kli, that it will not affect truma food, that is. Rabbi Yeshua says, metamet et hamashkim or poslin et ha'ochlim. He says, no, it is metamet et hamashkim, so it would make liquids, other liquids tameh, and it also posel truma. And he understands that we can learn this from Tevul Yom, meaning a Tevul Yom, an individual who was tameh, immersed in the mikveh and is waiting for nightfall to become tahor, that a Tevul Yom doesn't make liquids tameh, but does posel truma. So kal v'chomer here, with the back of the kli, if it can affect other liquids to make it tameh, so then certainly it should be able to make truma pasul as well. However, once again, as we explained, Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot draw any comparisons from Tevul Yom to this case, because this is a tumah midrabanan. However, Shimon Achi Azaria says, lo kach v'lo kach, meaning the back of the kli cannot affect regular liquids and cannot make pasul truma. However, what it can affect, meaning what it can make tameh, is ela mashkim, which mashkim we're talking about, only mashkim shel truma. So, for example, truma wine. Therefore, when it says, in that situation, ela shmashkim nitbu macharei kli metameh mechad oposlim mechad, which would mean that this tameh liquid of truma, once it becomes, again, it became tameh by touching the back of the kli that was tameh, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. So therefore, it's matam min echad and posim mechad. It can affect this, make other truma shein in the truma, and that truma, if it touches other truma, would make it shlishin and pasul. So it's matam echad or posim echad. Hareze omer, this is another one of the cases that we've discussed. We've seen this expression, I should say, before. We said matam echad lo timuni ba'ata timetani. So if you like, the truma food would say to this liquid, that which made you tameh, meaning the back of the kli, could not directly make me tameh, but you could be made tameh by the back of the kli, and you made me tameh. So that which made you tameh couldn't make me tameh, but you can make me. But ironically, you can make me. You did make me tameh. Now the other ways to explain the Mishnah, Sikati's extension for more detail. Next case, Arevashi Ketafres. So we're dealing with like an eating trough that's on an angle. The Mishnah continues, Vahabadzek Vatsek Milamala, and there is tameh dough at the top. At the top of the kneading trough, umashka tofeach, and there's enough liquid there that one's hands would get wet underneath it. Mashkot melamala underneath the batzek, and shlosh chatichot bekabeitza, and there in the areva there are three pieces of batzek that is together of this tamed dough that together would be a kabeitza. Now the question is, each on their own, since they're less than a kabeitza, cannot make this liquid tamed. Question is, can they combine together now to make the minimum amount of kabeitza to make the liquid underneath it tameh? And if that's the case, if they can, then once the liquid is tameh, it will make the areva, the trough, tameh. Because again, the tameh dough would effectively make this liquid tameh liquids, and by way of the gzeira, as we explained, but the rabbinic decree, tameh liquids would make this kneading trough tameh. So Mishnah says, enu mitstarfot, no, they do not combine together. That is because this kneading trough is on an incline. The liquid that is on an incline would not be able to combine the three pieces of dough together to make a minimum of a kabeitza. However, shtay mitzarfot, meaning if there were two pieces of dough that together would be a kabeitza, then since that liquid between them is in contact with a total of a kabeitza bit of dough, then they would mitzdarif. Rabbi Yossi is even more stretchy, more makam, more lenient. He says, no, af shtaim, even two side by side would not mitzdarif, eino mitzdarif, would not combine. Elam kim rutzutzot mashkim, unless they're pressed together. In that situation, if they're pressed together and there's liquid pressed between them, then that we can say that the two half kebetza of tamed dough then combined to make the minimum amount of a kebetza, that would now make that liquid tamed and thereby make all the liquid in that trough tamed and then make the trough itself tamed. V'yema mashke omed, if however the trough wasn't on incline and the water was settled at the bottom, then we say, even if there's tiny pieces of dough, the sides of mustard seeds, that would be mistaref, that would combine. Because now that they're on a flat plane or flat surface, then and there's liquid underneath all these little bits of dough, in that situation we say they can combine together, as long as you've got a kabeitza in total of this tameh dough. And then it would make the liquid tameh, thereby the trough tameh after that. Rabbi Dosa Omer, no, ochel parur enu mitzdaref. Which means food that is just a combined of little crumbs or small crumbed or small pieces, that would in that situation would not combine. So we disagree with this last position that if it's ka'ain chardal, these tiny pieces of dough, the sides of mustard seeds, he says no, that's not significant enough for them all to combine together to make kebetza, to make that liquid tamet. Again, there's another that we've explained the mission like kahati, as we generally do in this shir, and which in this situation went according to the Rambam, the Gra, and the Tiferet Yisrael. For those who learn Bartanura, it is a different. He has a different explanation. You can either go through Bartanura itself, or you can see Kati's extension. That was the Mishnah today.